Let's read together Ezekiel chapter 47. In this chapter, we read about the river of life-giving waters that will flow out of the millennial temple down to the Dead Sea to make it a freshwater sea. We also read of Israel's geographical boundaries during the millennial kingdom of Christ on this earth. Let's begin by reading the first 12 verses, Ezekiel chapter 47, beginning with verse 1. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gateway that faces east. And there was water running out on the right side. And when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. The water came up to my ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The water came up to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The water came up to my waist. Again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. He said to me, "Son of man, have you seen this?" Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. When I returned, there, along the bank of the river, were very many trees on one side and the other. Then he said to me, "This water flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley, and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. And it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the waters go, will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters go there. For they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. It shall be that fishermen will stand by it from En-Gedi to En-Eglaim. They will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. But its swamps and marshes will not be healed. They will be given over to salt. Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine." Let's begin our study of this chapter, Ezekiel 47, with some background notes. Thus far in our studies in the book of Ezekiel, we've seen some great prophecies concerning the future of Israel, especially in the second half of the book. In chapter 36, we had a clear and definite prophecy of the return of the Jewish people to their land and the prediction of a spiritual restoration of the Jewish nation to the Lord. Certainly, the return of the Jewish people in recent times to the ancient land of Israel is a partial fulfillment of this prophecy, but the best is yet to come. There is yet to come a major spiritual revival and spiritual restoration of the secular state of Israel. Before the Lord's return to this earth, there will be a godly remnant of Jewish people who will turn to the Lord Jesus as their Messiah, the Messiah they once rejected. When the Lord returns to this earth, this godly remnant of Jewish believers and saved Gentiles as well will welcome the Lord and become an essential part of our Lord's earthly kingdom that he will establish at that time. Chapters 40 through 48 of Ezekiel describe with many details that future millennial kingdom, including the temple, which will be built in Jerusalem in that day. Here in the first half of Ezekiel chapter 47, we have a description of a river of fresh water that will flow out of the temple complex in Jerusalem down to the Dead Sea and cause the Dead Sea to become fresh. And that brings us to our first doctrinal point. So doctrinal point number one. The river of water in Ezekiel 47 is literal, but includes spiritual lessons. The river of water in Ezekiel chapter 47 is literal, but includes spiritual lessons. What about this river that is described here in these verses? Is this a literal river, or is it a symbolic river? Is this just figurative language for the living water of the gospel? After all, remember the Lord Jesus said to the woman of Samaria in John chapter 4 that he could give a person living water. And then the Lord said in John chapter 7, and verse 38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. So maybe the river flowing out of the temple here in Ezekiel chapter 47 is only symbolic of the spiritual living waters that flow from the innermost being of Christians whose bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. In this view, the fish and fishermen of Ezekiel 47 represent evangelistic efforts on the part of the church today. After all, didn't the Lord say, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men"? Well, needless to say, many Christians take this symbolic view of the river of water in Ezekiel chapter 47. However, if we are going to be consistent in our hermeneutics for Ezekiel chapters 40 through 48, that is, consistent in our principles of interpretation, then we believe this is a literal river of water being described here. It is not just symbolic. We've belabored the fact that the temple described in great detail in these chapters is a literal temple to be built in Jerusalem in the future for the millennial kingdom of Christ here on this earth. So we believe that the river of water flowing out of this temple will be a literal spring-fed river that will get deeper as one follows its course down to the literal Dead Sea, which at present is a drop of a couple of thousand vertical feet. At present, the Dead Sea is so salty that no fish can survive in its waters. But in the millennium, the Dead Sea will literally become fresh and will be productive with fish and fishermen from En Gedi to En Gileam, which is probably up in the northwestern side of the Dead Sea. And along this river, from Jerusalem to the once Dead Sea, will grow all kinds of fruit trees, and their leaves will literally be used for medicinal purposes. Now, if this is all just symbolic, then why all these details? Details of naming towns along the west shore of the Dead Sea, and details about the swamps and marshes not becoming fresh because salt is needed as an important commodity. Now, just because we believe the river of Ezekiel chapter 47 is literal and not symbolic, does not mean we can't draw spiritual lessons from its description. There are many spiritual lessons and spiritual pictures here about the life-changing effects that come about when the gospel and the water of life is received. But drawing out spiritual lessons is not the same as spiritualizing the text to the point where the literal realities are denied. Everybody follow that? The river of water in Ezekiel chapter 47 is literal, but includes spiritual lessons. Doctrinal point number two. The division of the land in Ezekiel 47 is literal and includes the Palestinians. The division of the land in Ezekiel chapter 47 is literal and includes the Palestinians. Verses 13 through 23. Do you mean that there is a solution to the present Middle East problems and the desire of the Palestinians to possess the ancient land of Canaan? Yes, there is a solution. And the road to peace is not the two-state solution, namely a Palestinian state alongside the state of Israel. Listen to these verses as I read them and hear the biblical solution for the so-called Palestinian problem. Ezekiel chapter 47, beginning now with verse 13. Thus says the Lord God, "These are the borders by which you shall divide the land as an inheritance among the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have two portions. You shall inherit it equally with one another, for I raised my hand in an oath to give it to your fathers, and this land shall fall to you as your inheritance. This shall be the border of the land on the north, from the great sea, by the road to Hethlon, as one goes to Zedad. Hamath, Berotha, Sibraim, which is between the border of Damascus and the border of Hamath, to Hazar Hatakon, which is on the border of Haran. Thus the boundary shall be from the sea to Hazar Enon, the border of Damascus, and as for the north, northward, it is the border of Hamath. This is the north side. On the east side, you shall mark out the border from between Haran and Damascus, and between Gilead and the land of Israel, along the Jordan, and along the eastern side of the sea. This is the east side. Verse 19. The south side, toward the south, shall be from Tamar to the waters of Meribah by Kadesh along the brook to the great sea. This is the south side toward the south. The west side shall be the great sea from the southern boundary until one comes to a point opposite Hamath. This is the west side. Thus you shall divide this land among yourselves according to the tribes of Israel. It shall be that you will divide it by lot as an inheritance for yourselves and for the strangers who dwell among you and who bear children among you. They shall be to you as native born among the children of Israel. They shall have an inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. And it shall be that in whatever tribe the stranger dwells, there you shall give him his inheritance, says the Lord God. So does everyone see the biblical way in which the Palestinian problem will be resolved in the future when the Lord returns? The solution is in the last three verses of the chapter. Let's read those verses once again. Thus you shall divide this land among yourselves according to the tribes of Israel. It shall be that you will divide it by lot as an inheritance for yourselves and for the strangers who dwell among you and who bear children among you. They shall be to you as native born among the children of Israel. They shall have an inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. And it shall be that in whatever tribe the stranger dwells, there you shall give him his inheritance, says the Lord God. When the Lord returns, the land of Israel will be divided among the 12 tribes, and we'll see more of the details of the division of the land in chapter 48. We see here in chapter 47 that within each tribal area, folks who are not Jewish will be landowners as well. In fact, they will be treated as full Israeli citizens, no second-class status. And we see from verse 23 that the Palestinians will not be concentrated in one area, but scattered throughout all the tribes of Israel. The division of the land in Ezekiel chapter 47 is literal and includes the Palestinians. What about practical application from Ezekiel 47? Don't dump the details. Don't dump the details. That is, don't dump or throw out the details of Scripture. In the second half of Ezekiel chapter 47, we read the details of the boundaries of the land to be possessed by restored Israel when the Lord returns. They are very similar, by the way, to the overall boundaries of the land described in Numbers chapter 34, when Israel came into the land that God had given them. In fact, some of the same place names are given. At the time of the conquest of Canaan, Israel rightly believed that the Lord was speaking about literal boundaries, right down to the details of place names and directions. Here in Ezekiel chapter 47, we believe this similar description of the land for restored Israel of the future when the Lord returns is also literal, right down to the details of place names and directions. If not, what do all these details mean anyway? Why would the Lord give them? Listen, when it comes to Scripture, don't throw out the details. Don't dump the details.